Spoken from the mouth of Dimitri. You sound like a gold digger. Next sentence. I told you I'm going to treat you like a queen if you come down here. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats Podcast, WBECX, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Big Mike.
That's right, it's Big Mike coughing and screwing up the show right from the get-go. Dimitri, come on down. We'll treat you like a queen, too. That's right, it's Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. It's Friday night, regular time. Coming straight at you. It's spring, everybody. That means just a few things. Spring baseball, pollen, motherfucking pollen, and the Strawberry Festival. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to wing it, we're going to ding it, and we're going to have fun. Casey, take it away.
You know, knowing how to perform a high five is very important. It's all in the technique, Big Mike.
We're discussing this before the show.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's all in the technique. I want you to trust me in this journey.
Okay, everybody. Now we are doing a team building exercise.
We are.
Imagine.
So you want to have your hand up high.
It's up high, everybody.
But I need your eyes on my elbow.
Okay.
And then there you go. That's it. Perfect form every time. You can't miss. When you put your eyes on the elbow of the person you're going to high five, you're going to get the perfect high five every time.
Do it, everybody.
This has been brought to you by Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. Just in case you didn't know how to high five, now you do.
But you can't miss.
And this is what we do here. This is what we do. But, you know, hey, here it is. WBCS. And we're here to talk about some things. Yes. There's a lot of pollen in the air. It is springtime.
You know, absolutely. Pollen kind of kicked my ass last week. I mean, it was four days of hell.
It's been a rough one. Thank goodness for some rain. We finally got to knock some of it out of the air. But it has been a rough one. But it also means that baseball's in the swing. I mean, spring training's moving along.
You went to a game.
I did. I went to Steinbrenner Field, Yankees Rays. And on the first pitch, D'Andy Diaz parked it in right field.
Wow.
And I'm very excited about the Rays this year. I'm very excited.
What was the reaction from the crowd?
The Yankees fans were not happy. And then they were not happy that I stood up and told them, enjoy second place this year.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I let them know.
Wow. So reaction from that? Anybody volley back to you?
No, they're pretty quiet. They know their place at this point. The Yankees are not the bullies they once were of the not even just of the AL East, of the American League. They're a good team. Listen, their lineup start to finish. They're going to put up some runs. And if Giancarlo Stanton stays healthy, it's going to be a dangerous lineup. They're in the same boat with the Rays because the Rays had a couple guys with Tommy John. We're missing McClanahan and a couple other guys, Springs. Mm-hmm. You know, we may get someone back late this season. Starting pitching is going to be a question. Do we have enough depth on the starting pitching? The Yankees are in the same boat. Both teams are going to have the offense there. Will we have the starting pitching by the end of the year? And that's going to matter when it gets to postseason, starting pitching. Yeah, you need – it's like in football, they say defense wins championships. Baseball, you need pitching. You got to have pitching. So, but, hey, listen, it was spring training. The game doesn't count. It is fun to rub it into the Yankees. But it was nice out. Had the old man out there.
How is the crowd? Big crowd?
Big crowd. But here's the thing that's always weird going out there. The birds are flying around like, you know, like, hey, it's seventh inning. They're doing God Bless America. Someone's singing it. Bird just flying around the field. Just no care in the world. No sense of no moral compass. No sense of anything. Probably a communist. And, you know,
communist little, birds.
It was a communist bird. So I'm a little concerned about this. And
I hate those communist birds.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel a little less bad when Randy Johnson hit a bird with a baseball now.
Might have been a communist bird.
Yeah. They have no decorum. When they're like stand and rise for the Star Spangled Banner, birds just start flying around.
Rude. Pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. You know, just what are these birds thinking? What's the deal with these birds?
They're bird brains.
They are bird brains.
Literally.
Literally.
My three cats are bird brains too. By the way.
Bird brain cats?
Bird brain cats. Oh yeah, for sure.
Is it they have birds on the brain or do they have just bird brains?
No, they have brains of a bird.
Wow.
Yeah. They are not good at math, which usually cats are good at, like, you know, they get their little protractors out and they look at stuff and they're like, we're going to do this.
I've seen one with an abacus before.
Yeah, they can figure things out. You know, they're little engineering minds.
You do see cats in, you know.
Those three morons, not so much, you notice. No. They just
they're horrible. Adorable though.
Well, that's all that matters. They may not be engineers, they may not be architects.
Yes, they are our morons that we love.
Baby found a way to get in the shower. The door happened to be open.
So now we're looking at Baby, the cat, in the shower. This is perfect radio. Perfect radio. Everybody can see this.
Picture a big orange cat roaming
like Garfield. When you say big orange cat, that's what comes to my mind. Garfield.
Yep. He was taking it all in.
So do we have any news on our clothing line?
Oh, well, we got a new logo for our new clothing line, Ecuador Jeff. It's and you can find it on our X Twitter at Beer Seats.
So we have, everybody needs to go there. So Ecuador Jeff now exists. So that other South American guy with the Panama hat.
Yeah, but he's more like, you know, blue collar. He's real. You know, he you know, lost his eye in a bar fight or something like that.
How did Ecuador Jeff lose his eye?
He got in an argument with Hemingway.
Wow. Hemingway.
Yeah, and he broke his beer bottle at the bar and he's like, "You son of a bitch."
Wow. So
you will not talk about my six-toed cat right here.
Was Hemingway alive or dead when this happened?
It was zombie Hemingway.
He was in between. So that's the in between.
It was Walking Dead Hemingway. Yes.
Tim's funny.
You need to be looking out. So Ecuador Jeff, we will have the clothing line slowly but surely trickling out. We need to have some t-shirts because I used to wear that other guy, Panama Jack. I used to wear his t-shirts in high school.
He's a poser.
He is.
Ecuador Jeff is real. I mean, he's real Panama Jack. There's no Panama Jack, but there is an Ecuador Jeff.
Obviously.
Yeah. And he's got a patch over his eye.
Kind of like a pirate.
Yep.
Who's Jeff Kerouac?
Jack Kerouac?
He was an Arthur.
Yeah, he was part of the Beatnik movement.
What was his book? It was
On the Road.
On the Road, yeah.
On the Road. Absolutely.
J-Lo said it. I had to inquire.
Well, he's the message board is on point tonight. It's a lot of good cat puns floating around there.
It's keeping me very ADD'd.
Yes. So, you know, we used to do spring training there, Big Mike. We used to go to Plant City.
When
the Reds were there.
Yes.
They had moved from Tampa to Plant City for a short while before they left the Grapefruit League for the Cactus League. But we used to go there to Plant City.
I have many vivid memories as a kid when we used to go to those games.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. The stadium, I remember the stadium not being that impressive.
No, it was about as basic as a stadium could be. I mean, it was a concrete blob.
And that's as I remember it. Yes. It was, they're like, well, we need some stands. Need a place for the press box.
I think the Citrus Park Little League Park has a more impressive grandstands.
I think so.
Well, they have a pretty good stadium thing, don't they?
No, they're for Little League. They're for like little kids
We're talking about Major League team.
Yeah. I mean, a team that won multiple World Series.
And it looked like, you know, it's somebody took leftover cinder blocks from a housing development.
I mean, they came out of Al Lopez, which was an old stadium. And I mean, that was old. You know, they had the troughs in the bathroom.
Yeah, just like Daytona used
to
have. Oh, first guys, it was okay to pee in the trough.
They had troughs for the women, too.
Did they really? what would you think about that, peeing into a trough, Melissa?
Well, I'm here to say that I know to say ew when I hear the word trough, so I've seen one.
How did you see one?
Correct.
Were you in a men's bathroom one time?
I believe I was a little shit hammered in probably a men's bathroom.
Oh.
I'm picturing like a concert, maybe.
Weren't you just the hit that night?
I actually don't remember. I don't think there were men in it. I think it was one of those skip the girls line, go to the men's room because there's nobody there. Things, I mean, it's normal.
All right, so you saw the troughs. Did you? No.
No, but the friend of mine that I made that night, we were besties that night.
So it was a new friend that night.
She didn't pee in the trough, but I have a picture somewhere of her peeing in the urinal.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty fantastic for that moment.
So this was during, was it on a cell phone that you took this picture?
That's a good question. I'm guessing yes. I think yes. I'm going to go with yes. We're getting some notifications about some technical problems, but I think we're good. Tell us if you hear us.
Yeah, J-Lo. Let us know. Message board. Message us if you can hear us.
I mean, I can hear us, and I'm on the app. Oh, J-Lo hears great.
All right.
Hey, hearing is good, Tim Tam says.
My hearing is halfway.
It's can pretty you hear... decent. Big Mike and I.
You hear everybody, right? J-Lo said, yep.
Oh, all right.
All right, excellent. So we'll continue.
What's going on?
A little staticky at moments more recently in the past 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, we're moving forward a little technical difficult. I can't use the message board, whatever just happened.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so... Just trying to do one thing and it just create a wormhole.
Wormhole.
Worms are yucky.
So I can't see the message board anymore. It's dead to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
The message board is dead to you.
We need to know.
Well, because I can't even see it. it's not going to update.
J-Lo said you guys sound awesome as always.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks, appreciate J-Lo. That.
So, yeah. Plant City, the other thing that's going on is the Strawberry Festival.
Strawberry Festival. So, for those of you out of the Tampa Bay area, Plant City is known for strawberry production. So, the winter strawberries come from this area before California picks them up later in the year.
Which is great. You can go to Publix, strawberries are BOGO.
Mm-hmm. Strawberries are pretty plentiful in this area right
now. Yeah, it's great.
So there's the Strawberry Festival, which occurs, a couple weeks after the Florida State Fair.
Yeah, there's like a 2-3 week break, and then it runs for 2 weeks. But here's the thing. Never been. I'll tell you a couple reasons why.
All right.
And couples, two. Three is a few.
I agree.
Several is four more.
I agree.
So we're just going to do a couple.
Couple.
Thank you for clarifying this.
Yeah. The traffic. Hate the traffic in the Plant City. The traffic in, traffic out.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Plant City?
It's a one-horse town.
Literally, they have one horse.
They have one horse. And really, there's only like how it funnels in. There's not like a clear shot. Like, you get there through the interstate. Yeah, onto a two-lane highway that like 100,000 people have just piled onto.
But like, you can find your ways around to pop out from.
Yeah, the drive the same amount of time. No. It's horrible. You're sitting there in the car the whole time. Mm. I mean, no.
Folks, it's like get to the Strawberry Festival early. Yeah. Don't go at all.
And to me, I'm like, other than they do have musical acts that do show up there.
That's one thing. They do get a lot of top name acts.
But they're either before their prime or way after their prime.
Yes. Yes.
No one in their prime.
You will get some acts, some performers that are coming they're on their way down.
You're like, are they having Garth Brooks? They're like, no, we're having Garth Brooks. That's G-A-R-F-F. Garth Brooks. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis actually appeared at the Strawberry Festival several years ago.
They had the Oak Ridge Brother.
Just not one. The boys. Just no, the one.
Yeah. Just one. And a brother.
Yeah. But I they have a lot of musical acts, so
they had Loretta Lynn with an E. Wow. Loretta Lynn with an E. There. Anyone that watches any local car commercials would have got a kick out of that one. With an E.
Jim Brown with an E.
Brown with a brown stain.
Brown E.
Yes. But otherwise, it's really.
They have racing pigs.
Racing pigs. I could see that at the Florida State Fair.
They have them there too.
They do. But it's a big Catholic church carnival. That's all it is. It's a more expensive one.
With strawberry shortcake. That you can get on both a biscuit, which I find very weird, or
it's Southern now.
Yeah, but
that's a weird Southern thing.
That is weird. Or it's on the angel food cake. Mm-hmm. So to me, strawberry shortcake is like a dessert. It should be on the angel food cake, but you can get it on a biscuit. That's just weird. I don't know.
I don't remember.
What's your thoughts on that?
Had it or heard about it, but one of those. And I feel like it's not bad, but it's just obviously not as sweet.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm not the biggest fan of strawberry shortcake.
I'm not either. I feel like there's a time and a place.
And the like the strawberry festival?
That's probably it, yeah. That's funny. Right. A Hawaiian roll.
Oh, J-Lo. Wait. Strawberries on a Hawaiian roll?
That's kind of weird.
I think that's what we're saying.
I do like a Hawaiian roll. Makes for a great grilled cheese, by the way. which was introduced to me by Big Ed. Oh, Big Ed.
Yes.
May be available next week.
That's the rumor has it.
With a big interview guest.
So everybody, you better mark your calendars.
Yes.
Stay tuned. And Casey, you already mentioned our X handle
at Beer Seats. You can email us at the show at warmbeerandcheapseats.com.
If there's something you'd like us to talk about, something you'd like to share with us, reach out. We don't bite, we promise, because we're on the radio. Yeah. We can't bite you.
Can't.
So it's pretty impossible. Safe. Yeah, impossible.
So wait, since you can't see the message board, I got to tell you, Tim Tam said, I have a cousin in the family who went to the Strawberry Festival in 07 and became allergic to strawberries afterwards, still to this day.
Oh, do you think it was like something that they put in the strawberries?
Tim Tam sounds more like Flim Flam.
Wow, Flim Flam. That's a classic term that hasn't been used in a while.
I don't know if I can get them in here. But anyways, yeah. That's, I don't know, Strawberry Festival. You've been there, Big Mike?
It's probably 18, 19 years ago.
Wow. So long you time. Went a long time ago.
And your analogy of
God.
Catholic school, what?
Sorry, I just realized it has been like 20 years. Yeah. When I said earlier, I'm going to date myself. When I said earlier, it was after college.
Yes.
And I couldn't do math.
Did you find pictures or something?
No, I just did the math.
Oh.
It was rough.
Good job. Yeah. Good job with the math.
Yeah. Sorry. Carry on.
And the analogy of a Catholic school carnival, which I experienced firsthand, Catholic school carnivals, that's pretty accurate. I have a friend who I work with, and he's new to our area. He took his girlfriend to the Strawberry Festival last weekend, and I asked him, it's my buddy Steve, hey, what was it like, Steve? He's like, it was like a really big carnival. I was like, oh. So he was less than impressed. I would say the Strawberry Festival definitely does not live up to the level of like the state fair.
They spend a lot of money advertising it, though.
They do. They're just
a lot of people go. Look, whatever. Something to do.
They just need to find a way to teleport us there.
Oh, getting in and out is definitely a thing for Plant City, which they don't do.
But if they found teleportation processes.
The processes.
All right.
That's very.
Yes.
Lingo-orific.
Yeah.
Let's do a high five on that one.
Well, high five.
Watch that. There you go. That's perfect form. See, the key, again, folks, if you weren't listening before, to a perfect high five, you got to watch the elbow.
Watch the elbow.
If you're watching the elbow of the person you're high-fiving, perfect high five.
How did you learn this? How did you acquire this knowledge?
Listen, from trial and error, my friend. I am someone that's lived life not only to its fullest, but to its bestest.
Wow. Bestest, not even a real word.
And look, I've learned things in life from trial and error, but if I don't do it the right way, then the universe punishes me severely. Like
I must have fucked up a lot of stuff because the universe continuously.
You gotta pay attention to these like your little cues, you know.
Wow. Maybe it's a whole elbow thing.
Technique, man. And then rotate the hips. Rotate the hips.
Kind of like golf.
Yeah. That's if you want to get a power five in.
Oh, a power five.
Yeah. Watch elbows and then rotate the hips.
Wow.
Here.
Fancy.
Oh, yeah. We rotate some hips there.
Whoa. Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
There's a little beer spilled on the computer.
That's all right. Nothing that already hasn't happened already.
That was weird. It made weird things come up on the screen.
No, it's because I hit an enter button.
Oh. Yep. Don't hit enter.
J-Lo said or sex. I'm missing it.
I don't know. I don't have a message board, so I can't tell you.
That's why I'm telling you.
Oh.
I don't know if I missed something.
He's bringing the motion to the ocean, I guess.
Motion. The motion of the ocean.
Yes.
Oh, so, rotating hips.
Yes.
That's more like thrusting hips. The motion of the ocean is like a thrust, not a rotate. You know, depending on what you're doing. I think of it more of a thrust.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I could see that. That could be the case. Oh, so there was a good interview I heard this week, and I'm trying to think of the guy. So not a great interview. I can't remember the name of the guy. But there's going to be a new Brian Wilson album that's coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's recorded years ago. Like, it was the rumored, like, there was the Smile album that finally came to light. He'd worked on a country album.
Shut up.
That's what I'm saying. There's supposed to be a documentary and the album coming out in conjunction next year.
And that's baffling. So how long ago was this album recorded?
In the 70s.
Really?
The 70s. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Brian Wilson doing a country album, I would have never in a million years.
Yeah. Right? I'm just like,
I'm dumbfounded.
Brian Wilson with a slide guitar? Some harmonies? I'm blown away. I'm like, whew. All right, so that put me in a
world. Was this in his like weird, that would have been when he was really weirded out.
Yeah. This was a time when he wasn't part of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, when he was part of the, like, Cuckoo Bird Boys.
Yes.
Long time ago.
So I am so excited.
I'm intrigued.
To find out about when this is all. And again, I'll keep everyone all posting on this, but.
Oh, can we use the word that my friend in Plant City always would say, where you just said posted?
What's that?
We need you to keep us abreast.
Abreast?
Oh, abreast. Yeah.
I like that's breasts. That's a good
one. You know, we're talking about Plant City, so.
Are there breasts in? What does that breast have to do with Plant City?
My friend that lived there.
Oh.
She was the one that always, at any chance she got, said abreast.
I think the guy who had worked with him was, his name was Fred Vail.
Oh, that's who Tim Tam just said is rolling in his grave.
Who? Fred Vail?
Uh-huh. That's what he said.
No, okay. Well, I'll have to take your word for it. No, he was a guy, like, he'd started out, like, as a promoter for them, as for the Beach Boys.
Right.
And he pretty much worked with them, like, you know, through the years.
Through the years.
He worked with a lot of other artists, but the Beach Boys were definitely the one that he kind of hitched his wagon to, which he even admitted, but he's like, you know, he realized like how talented, you know, they were, like more so than even the, record labels.
Sure.
I mean, Brian Wilson, look, and I'm not going to like dog on Mike Love. Mike Love's good artist, you know, all of them are good artists, but I mean, Brian Love as a writer, composer, arranger,
Brian Wilson.
He could have been like doing classical music.
Sure.
If he lived like 400 years ago, he'd be,
that'd be weird.
Well, here's Mozart. The thing with the Beach Boys. Let's put it into context, right? As the Beach Boys held their own during the British invasion. That says a lot. Because
altered the British invasion. Like, they put out music. When they put out Pet Sounds, like, the Beatles changed their sound because of the Beach Boys.
no other American act did that.
No.
No other American act. At that time in rock and roll.
And I love the Doors, but, you know, Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, all that was going on the West Coast, you know, the San Fran, LA sound did not affect the Beatles, the Who, any of them.
The Beach Boys.
Beach Boys did.
Hmm. That says something.
Yeah, I mean, the Sgt. Pepper's Heart Club Band, that album was literally a direct like response to Pet Sounds. And then, you know, rock and roll forever changed, you know, because then everyone started like, you know, going off and like a family tree, just all divided into these different sounds. Natural evolution.
I would say so. So, but yeah, so it's interesting.
But a country album.
A country album. I would never have fathomed that in a million years.
So
I'm curious. I'm very curious.
To want to hear this. So they're saying 2025, this all gets released. They're going to put out the album. Wow. They have a documentary.
Did they say, so if this album was recorded back in the 70s, why are they releasing it next year rather than this year? Is it to build up hype or to build up?
I don't know. I don't know why they're waiting so long.
Knowledge of this album so that it has some success.
I'm not certain with the Beach Boys, with the Wilsons and the Loves. It's hard to say. There's been a lot of legal things that involves the two families for a while. Unfortunately, you know, it seems to be factions, and
which is sad.
It is sad. We need Uncle Jesse to just bring him together.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse would do that.
He would. He's been the moderator for the Loves and the Wilsons for many, many years.
And we're speaking of Uncle Stamos. Jesse from Stamos from Full House, which would normally be on Friday night years ago.
TGIF, baby.
I think he started playing with them like maybe in 84.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I never realized that till Casey told me. I knew he was there now.
I mean, he was super young. I forget how like he fell into it. Like he was on Howard Stern, I mean, probably like 10 plus years ago, talking about how he fell into that gig.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's like before Full House.
Oh, yeah. Long before Full House. He was doing, he had that gig long before that. Yeah.
It just hit me. Huh.
Yep.
So Tim Tam wanted to know, did Fred Vail die in the 50s?
No. He's got to be thinking of someone else. This guy's like, he's still alive.
I was just trying to Google it, but I wasn't finding.
Is he thinking Dick Dale?
Yeah, that's probably...
Which he lived into the... I think Dick Dale is still alive.
Yeah. And it's V-A-I-L, Vail. Hmm. But... No, Fred Vail's still alive.
There's Uncle Jesse on Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Denver Pyle played Uncle Jesse.
Nice job, J-Lo.
Dick Dale died in 2019, FYI.
Oh, the album's supposed to be called Cows in the Pasture.
Cows in the Pasture.
It was recorded in 1970.
Oh, wow.
Which was during the
Beach Boy era.
Well, during like when he was trying to put together Smile and...
Yeah.
You know, right like on the heels of doing Good Vibrations. Mm-hmm. But then that's when he went off the deep end, where...
I remember that.
He had to be just...
Oh, I don't remember that. I wasn't there. But I remember... Do you remember when we were younger, there was like a Beach Boys movie of the week. Mm. It was like a two-part deal. And they kind of... Yep.
Yeah.
And they kind of covered the ins and outs of the...
dealing with Brian Wilson?
Pretty much.
Where he's like, he turned his bedroom into a beach. Like he had like sand it's put weird, in there. Man. And
wait, we're for real?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it, Brian like, Wilson went off the like, deep
very,
end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But again, a lot of these...
Well, part of it geniuses. Was rebelling to against his dad. His dad was so controlling of him, you know, his brothers, the cousins. Like, no, this is the Beach Boy sound. You just sing about, like, surfing and girls in California. And that's it.
And over you, and over and over.
Yeah, that's what he wanted. He's like, hey, it was selling records.
Making right. money. Don't forget the Hot Rod songs.
The Hot Rod songs?
Yeah. It was surfing, Hot Rods, girls, California. Pretty yeah. much that was the template for a Beach Boys album.
And so, you know, he wanted to do something a little different. And the dad didn't want him to change any of that sound in it. But I think him experimenting and then really experimenting, when I do...
quotes. Air quotes. We got air quotes, folks.
You know, he went off the deep end.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Didn't he, like, stay in bed for, like...
Oh, yeah. He would never leave his bedroom.
That's weird, man.
Well.
Why would you not leave your bedroom?
Depression.
Well, I think that all ties in, you know.
Right.
All together.
It's like the chicken and the egg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he finally did put out the Smile album solo, you know, like around 2003, which was like his vision of what that Beach Boys album was supposed to be. And it was fantastic. There were two songs that were on there. They were kind of reimagined of Good Vibrations and there's another one, Heroes and Villains.
Mm-hmm.
And then other songs. It's a great album. If you like Beach Boys, I recommend. If you haven't heard it, you should go find it.
And if you don't like the Beach Boys, there's something wrong with you. How do you not like the Beach Boys?
Yeah, how do you not like them?
J-Lo has a good point.
What's that?
It was before depression was really okay to talk about.
Oh, yeah. That could be another show, like a depression.
Oh, yeah.
depressing show about mental illness.
Well, yeah, sure. Like some of the things they acts out on could be an extension of depression. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
But before, like, doctors called it depression. You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, listeners out there, that's mental health's help. Important.
Yeah.
It's okay to get help. It's good.
Heck so, yeah.
Melissa, I understand that you have some news stories for us.
Oh, I do.
Yes. Let me see if I have.
We might even have like a like an intro for you because we're kind of like a show and kind of professional. Not, but. Here we go.
Oh, that's
your cue.
Fun.
Right?
Do it again. I all feel right. like
all
Cinderella.
All right. Back it up.
Oh, I love it. So fancy. All righty, then. I'm not as ready as I thought because I've been interacting with the message board that you can't see. Here I am. Ha! Oh, it's so worth the wait. I'm glad I wasn't ready. Thanks, message board. Breaking news for all of us who are living under a rock. Coming at you live is Sweet Melissa with probably not breaking news because I did that backwards, but... nobody needs to know. So there's this article. It's been a little while now, and I have quite a few But this one's my favorite. Excessively farting passenger causes American Airlines flight to turn around.
What?
All right, so Big Mike, what flight were you just sent back on?
Wow.
That one
I'm jealous of
you.
This guy. I'm jealous.
I'm pretty certain you were that guy.
I am known to fart, everybody.
I've been waiting to get
Wow. That. Tell us about this article, Melissa. I'm intrigued.
So nobody's read it then, huh?
No.
No.
Shocking. Well, it's from apparently, well, it happened January 14th. And it was written about January 27th in People Magazine. That's how long I've been waiting to tell you guys about this. And the flight was from Phoenix to Austin. And
not a terribly long flight.
That's a short flight. Very short flight.
Couple hours. He was bragging about it. The guy who did it was a guy.
So he was, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I want to hear more.
It sounds just like you. Is that why?
I would brag nervous? About farting. Ask Lady Jill.
Did he have a Richard Petty tattoo?
I have one.
Rat row.
So a fellow flyer documented the incident on, I didn't even know this was a thing, on an Austin subreddit. I guess there's.
Yeah, Reddit. Yeah, yeah.
I never heard that term, but I mean, I get it. The plane was forced to return to the gate and the passenger was removed.
But okay, let me ask this question. Okay. So the guy, excessive farting. I want to know, what is excessive farting? What is the definition of excessive farting?
I don't really have that answer.
Were they audible or silent but deadlies?
That's a good... Okay, well, they clearly were smelly because that's...
Wow.
Gassy passenger, he was called. Unexpected flatulence.
Flatulence. I just like that's the proper term, everybody, for farts. Flatulence.
The phrases are just so good. Here's the subreddit. I was seated near the row where the situation occurred. Blah-de-de-blah-de-de-blah. While the airplane was still at the gate, the documentarian, another good word,
It is.
Says they saw and heard an audibly disgruntled and maybe hungover man. He reportedly exclaimed, "You thought that was rude? How about this smell?"
Yes!
And proceeded to loudly pass gas. So it
yes!
Loud and smelly. Oh, and then it says, "I don't know what provoked that comment." It's a comment. I'm not. Are they like talking back to each other on this subreddit thing?
I don't know. You're reading it. You should tell us.
It doesn't tell me. It says the next, "I don't know what provoked that comment, and while kind of funny to overhear, it was uncalled for, especially coming from a grown man on an airplane, nonetheless. I think that the comment is the fart. Oh, it's him saying, how about this smell?
Wow.
The smell.
How about this smell? This guy's cool. This guy, I want to meet him. We need to get him on the show.
Ew!
What? Oh, what's well, the ooh? Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, we don't have to smell him.
Read it.
I'm just reading the whole article now. I've read it, but it's been a little while.
All right.
This is People Magazine, by the way, folks, just so we can give them
People
fair credit. But the transgression didn't end there. The man who just purposely farted moments ago, this was somebody posting on this subreddit thing. The man who just purposely farted moments ago decides to loudly and condescendingly say, "Yeah, everybody, let's just eat the smelliest food possible all at the same time," the poster wrote, seemingly referring to a scent unrelated to his own actions.
Wait. So they turned a flight around because he was farting?
Yeah, well,
I'd be pissed if I was on that flight.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think the more I read, it's probably the ridiculousness that occurred after. It doesn't say that. I'm reading into it. But this is a lot. Ew. In response, a man in the next row reportedly remarked, "If you don't like it, you can fly private." To which the gassy passenger replied, "That's so effing rude." It just keeps going.
Wow.
Another passenger chimed in.
Did the flight get turned around because this guy was being belligerent? It's not because of the farting. Is it just being a belligerent, like, jerko?
They called him the fart man.
The fart man!
The hero that we all didn't realize we needed.
It's one word. It doesn't even say the. It just says fart man.
Remember Scat Man?
Yeah.
Scat Man. And then you got fart man.
Fart man.
No, they only took him off the flight. But it sounds to me like it was everybody being ridiculoso.
Wow.
It's pretty funny, though.
That is pretty funny.
I'm like, since we weren't on the flight, right, Mike? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. We'll never know.
Right? Wow.
Wink.
It had been moving toward the runway for takeoff and had to stop and return to the gate.
I think, okay, so here's my take on it. If the guy just farted and just didn't open his yap, probably would have been okay.
True.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on someone else.
The one who smelt it dealt it. Isn't that the rule?
That's the rule. And lean into it.
It's pretty
funny. I'm talking to you, little old lady.
All right, so it's pretty, and that was in Newsweek?
People
magazine.
And it's pretty well written, I'd have to say.
People's well published.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote a fart article. That's a fart article.
And that was followed up by like
that's a farticle.
A farticle.
That's a fart article, which is a farticle. Thank you, Melissa.
Farticle.
A farticle. Wow. We need to look up more farticles.
Hashtag farticle.
Hashtag farticle. I'm doing a little hashtag symbol. Hashtag farticle. All right. That's a great news story. It involves farts, smelliness, pissing people off. I'm enjoying every bit of this. Do we have any other news stories tonight?
We do. I probably should have saved this one for last.
Well, is this the last one, or do you have another one after?
Oh, I have plenty, but I'm saying right. I should have saved the best for last.
But the farticle?
Yes. let's see. Let me see if I can find one close. I don't know if I can. I'm getting there. Oh, all right. This is pretty good. It's
okay.
Completely unrelated, but it did just make me say, oh.
Usually farts make me say, oh, but go ahead.
I'm going to read the heading,
headline.
Yes. 70% of Chiefs Dolphins fans who got frostbite at playoff game now facing amputation.
Yeah, but see, all right, I saw that. Okay. And I was like, but how many of the 70%?
14. What now?
All right. That crazy playoff game they had in Kansas City with the Dolphins where it was like negative whatever, you know, with the wind chill. I guess there are people that got frostbite, and they're saying 70% of the people that have frostbite
are facing amputations.
Yes.
Of what?
I don't know. Their cock.
Their willy?
I think like fingers and things.
Well, yeah. Usually it's like fingers, ears, stuff like that, toes.
Extremities.
Extremities.
In my mind, I thought faces.
But here's the other thing. but they just show like 70%. Like they make you, it's like a clickbait article.
Yeah.
Because 70% might be like three people.
Of the, yeah. Yeah. It, well, that's, thank you.
It might be three people.
Yeah.
Well, so. No. Oh.
Right. Okay. You didn't do cat so, math.
Correct. We're doing cat math. Yeah. So 70% of the people.
If you're a cat, you're out there with the calculator.
So or your like little paws.
70%.
Your little furry paws.
Of four is three. Like it could still be a small number.
Correct. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Click bait.
Well, they got me.
Yeah, they got you.
And I'm not ashamed. They got me. I mean, look at the picture. It's some guy not getting frostbite.
Well, he's the smart guy.
Like he's bundled up. He's covered. Yeah. But I mean, those people were dumb. And so I don't really.
Were these people that were shirtless?
Yes. And yeah.
Do you think they're nipples? Frostbite on their nipples? And it's a nipple like removal?
Oh. I'm trying to find the parts because, to be honest, I didn't get that far.
Because, you know, it could be.
There are fingers. I did read that. There's in one person.
And nipples. Yeah. Are nipples in the article?
And maybe that's the only person. Can one?
So 70. No, one person could be.
70% of
two. No, they would only be. If it's. No, if it's one person.
They know how to dress there.
It's the.
Oh, visiting the Commodores. Things. Oh, the Commodores are playing at the Strawberry Festival, and they had three people. Mind you, they used to have five, and one of them actually Lionel had six, Richie. And one of them was Lionel Richie's not showing up there. He's like.
It's not going to be easy like Sunday morning, is it?
No. It's going to be tough like a Tuesday.
Tough like a Tuesday. Tougher than a $3 steak.
Or just like a manic Monday.
No. That's Prince.
They only talk about one person's fingers.
Or nipples. All right. Any other news articles?
What was that?
That was somebody.
We're moving into the next article.
Oh, wow.
That's like film strips. Remember the film strips? Yeah. You used to have the little beep to turn, go forward with the film strip.
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Wait. You're like, and then France surrendered to Germany.
Did you ever? Okay, I turned the film strip.
Yep. Yeah.
Were you ever the film strip operator in school?
No.
I was once.
No,
I got
kept
a little nervous.
Me as far away from any equipment in school at all times.
Wow.
To include Smurfs.
To include Smurfs?
Oh, yeah. Couldn't get me near a Smurf.
What?
That's what the Smurf.
Well, the Smurfs had him, you know, coming to him.
Mm-hmm. If you're like Generation X,
yes,
you would understand film strips.
Yes. If you're a
Z
Zoomer,
yeah,
you don't know.
To have no fucking idea about a film strip.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I have to put in my phone that there's a solar eclipse on April 8th.
Do we really care?
I do.
I thought they made a big deal like 6 years ago. Like, that's it. You'll never see one again. Like every 6 years we get fooled. Like it's never going to happen again.
And then they go, never mind.
Yeah, then it happens again.
You want
like,
more?
No, that last one was different. The moon.
It was the pink harvesty blackout moon.
Yeah. We get it. The moon teabags the sun.
Whoa.
I have to, that's too much for my brain right now.
I have like a really weird image in my mind.
I can't. My brain stopped.
Okay.
I'm thinking Jesus. Of the, like that.
Did I really do that?
I'm thinking of like the, you know, the old silent movies.
Yeah.
With the man in the moon with the rocket in his eye.
In his eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Teabag in the sun. And the sun looks like the sun from the Raisin Bran commercials.
Why is this lady on TV has something that like little things that go like right up to her nipples? Isn't that weird?
Oh, on
her shirt.
What are they called? Darts.
Nipple alignments?
Enhancers.
They're darts, folks. They're horrendous for women. They shouldn't be there.
Well, they're there. Now we know where her nipple's at. That's good.
My nipple is right here.
Aren't guys, don't they have darts in their pants?
What? What is a dart?
I don't know.
Darts. I think that's what they're called.
I know darts in like a bar where you throw darts. You don't want to have that anywhere near your pants.
It's a woman asking you. It's going to mean practically anything.
I'm going to Google that shit.
What, darts?
Yeah. But
I've never even heard that term, like though, the darts.
No. There's a dodge dart.
There's a swinger dart.
It's not a car.
Dart swinger. Dart dart swinger.
Yeah.
What?
Those are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. 318.
Yeah.
Huh?
You could get a 340
dart
in it, too.
Dart clothing happens to come up, folks.
Oh, dart clothing.
What is a dart in clothing? Darts are folds, tucks, coming to a point, sewn into fabric to take in ease
point
and
to nipples
shape to a garment, especially for a woman's bust.
Bust.
Mm.
So they're pointing at boobies.
But I feel like they're in pants too. Like it's where when you have to iron, you have to like
make a crease?
That's a crease. That's not a dart. That's a crease.
No, that's something different.
No.
Especially if you have
pleated
pants.
See, this is why, like, and we're allowing women to vote. Jesus.
Dart versus crease.
Repeal that vote now, folks.
Hold on.
It's never too late.
Women's suffrage. This is what happens.
Repeal it now.
Oh, this is a good one. In sewing, what's the difference between a dart, a tuck, a pleat, and
meanwhile, my kitchen has like plates everywhere.
What?
Oh
my.
Bullshit.
There's no.
Bullshit.
No. She's right.
This is okay.
I cleaned everything.
Casey, I'm gonna let me paint a picture for you.
Go ahead.
One day we're going to make it big and we're going to have a radio show.
Yes.
And somebody's going to find this show.
A big radio show.
Somebody's going to find this show.
Yes. Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to go on TV and apologize for it.
Nope.
Because you're
not
when I show me washing the dishes that she's not cleaning.
Ah.
No apologies there.
He has done a wonder.
Exactly. Not apologizing, folks. Not apologizing.
No, he seriously
went
above and beyond.
Yeah, there you go.
This past.
So everyone else, I expect an apology from you or I'm canceling you.
That's right. Canceled.
Yep. Wait, I'm canceling everyone else.
I'm agreeing to.
You know what I'm doing?
I wash dishes.
I'm like canceling all the people who cancel.
What's that?
I'm canceling everybody.
I'm canceling
the cancelers.
Oh, man. That's like a double negative.
It is a double negative. Mm. I'm going to cancel all the cancelers.
I love a good old double negative. Yes.
How do you spell cancelers? I want to put an O because it's fancier.
Oh, God.
Probably not.
Right? Are you thinking chancellor?
Yeah, but you know, you got to think. What would Ecuador Jeff do? I mean, he's missing an eye.
But he's got a really sweet hat.
Oh, that hat is tits.
Hey, we can make bracelets that say WWEJD.
What would Ecuador Jeff do?
Right? It's going to be a thing.
We're asking that. Write that down, Casey.
Wait.
What?
Oh, it's dart day. She's got darts, too.
Right at the boobies.
But her boobies are bigger.
Oh, is she pregnant again?
No, I don't think.
Wait.
I don't think she ever was pregnant.
Her boobs look pregnant.
Oh, no, she's someone else.
What would Ecuador Jeff do?
The news is bad right now. Don't look.
No, it would be WWECJ. WHLT, WBCS. I mean, it's obvious. What would Ecuador Jeff do? when he listened to Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats.
He would
look,
be...
it rolls off the tongue. WWE CGD.
Okay, W-H-L-T, Ecuador. Okay, I got a question with WBCS. Ecuador.
Yes.
It's Ecuador Jeff. Where does the C come in?
I don't know.
I think it's
that's
Ecuador.
Where the warm beer, folks. E-C, that's where I
listen. I'm just writing stuff down.
Actually, speaking of that, though,
yes,
I earlier tonight I was thinking we should call it. Wait a minute.
We should call it. Wait a minute, huh? Interesting. I did not think that's what we were going to call it, but
I think
it
was
what it's called.
Whoopkiss.
What?
WBCS. Whoopkiss?
No.
It's WPCS.
Work. Yeah, WBCS. WBCS.
It sounded better in my head a long time ago.
A lot of things sound good in my head until I open my mouth.
And you're like, who said that?
And then I realize it was me.
Hello? Who's there?
So...
We're back to mental illness.
We do have a poll on Twitter.
What is this poll?
What is excessive farting?
What is excessive farting?
So we need to know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We need to know.
All right. That's
Well, let me ask you a question because I'm a fart connoisseur.
Wait, you or Jill?
I'm a fart kind of... Jill just asked... Lady Jill would like me not to ever fart again.
But she is a forest connoisseur of farts, I think. Right?
She is not a connoisseur of farts. She's threatened to go into the other room. She sat on the other side of the couch. So...
There's all these stories of what happened when you farted.
So if you fart, like is it weird... I'm just asking for a friend. Is it weird to like fart after like you eat, like fart like 10 times? Like in within an hour? Just asking for a friend.
It's weird that you counted.
You might be ready for, you know, little poop scoop. Little poop scope.
Poop scooting, buddy.
What kind of poop scope?
Well, you know, make sure... everything's all good down there.
Actually,
think so?
I think that the answer was on the message board like 30 or 40 minutes ago when a straw was discussed. You eat your dinner with a straw.
So I eat my dinner with a straw? No.
Tim Tam said that his
like taking in too much air? Is that the reference?
That's where I was going with it. Because Tim Tam said that his cousin, who is allergic to strawberries now, also says that a straw gives him or her indigestion. And so I said the air thing. But
right.
You probably don't eat dinner with a straw.
Well, my dad always claims that I've eaten too fast and taking in too much air has caused the farting.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that's accurate.
It could be if you ate.
Oh, I mean, my friend, I should say. I'm sorry. My friend, the person I'm asking for.
Well, I've never seen the person that you're asking
it's
for.
Person, my friend fast. I'm asking for.
I don't know if that's scientifically proven.
What? Air?
Yeah, it is.
Too much air intake causing farting?
Yeah, it is. That's why... When I'm asking...
Is that why there's no smell?
Sometimes there's smell, according to my friend. It's not just noise.
No, I would say, but if it's just from eating too fast, I would say there would be no smell then.
Right.
No, because there's still food there.
No.
But don't you think, like, okay, you're farting, and it's coming through like your intestines.
We're not talking about poop wind. We're talking about just air.
Is that a thing?
Oh, poop wind is a thing.
What is poop wind?
Yeah.
It's the wind around the poop that's in the chamber.
Is there a song like the wind beneath my
poop? Wait a minute. So it's kind of like a torpedo. It's like a torpedo tube.
Yeah.
And it uses compressed air to fire torpedoes. This is.
Oh, yeah.
So poop wind is the wind that fires the poop out.
Correct.
And you can have like a misfire.
Oh, you can have multiple misfires.
I'm pretty sure that's a medical thing.
The poop wind is picking up like poop particles.
Well, I could if you're just like out there with the black light, then yeah, sure.
But the poop particles are like the smell.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Look, Melissa's covering her nose like she can smell the poop particle. Wow.
That's why I'm dying over here right now. Mm. You're killing me, Smalls, like for real.
Mm.
So again, I'm asking for a friend. It's like farting like 10 or so times within an hour. Is that abnormal? Have you done that? Let me ask you this for a friend.
Not lately.
Have you ever?
Probably.
So this friend of mine.
Is it daily?
Not daily, but it happens like it can happen like weekly.
Every hour? Does this friend take in a lot of dairy product?
No.
Not all the time.
He doesn't eat mayonnaise, does he?
No, he does not like mayonnaise. This friend.
The dairy can create.
Absolutely. A lot of... Do you think that, is that lactose intolerance? Or
yes,
is...
for sure.
Hmm.
No,
but what if it's not dairy related?
Hold on. What meal is it? Is it
we're getting
dinner?
Scoped.
This friend has told me it's dinner. It's usually dinner.
Really? Huh. Oh, wait, but hold on. How many of these nights does your friend have a little...
It seems to be like on Sundays.
Well, no, but okay. wait, I think I've got it. I'm not even kidding. How many times...
Wafers.
Does this friend take naps on Sundays before dinner?
Not like long naps, like little cat naps here
Wait,
and there.
What would a nap have to do with a fart?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Now I'm really intrigued.
All right.
I got
it. Well, Melissa, you do have medical training.
It's like Doogie Howser shit
over
here.
Wait.
And he's typing in his...
Dear diary
in his computer.
My gay friend just went through the window again to see me.
Because
Vinny. He kept farting a lot.
Might it be because of my, you know,
boofing?
Fudge packing?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Boofing.
Boofing.
I'm not sure what that
We're
means.
We're bringing that back.
I'm thinking
Boof.
Is not good.
Well, my friend doesn't. Boop? He doesn't get involved in any of that.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my friend's good. Not involved in that.
Good, because I could not.
What's your theory? Melissa, you're the medical expert on the show. What's your theory?
God, that's scary.
Because this friend may be listening right now.
In case he's listening. But I don't think so. I wonder if this friend, but I've never met him, so I don't know why I'd say I don't think so. Does this friend maybe snore during naps? Because I feel like snoring,
oh, this friend snores like a motherfucker.
I feel like snoring leads to farts.
Really? Is there like medical?
I just came up with that.
All right. Yeah. Well, let me ask a question here. This
but
is
it's air. You're snoring in air. It has to come out. And if it doesn't, you're in big doo doo. Literally.
Literally. Quick question. This is an all skate right now. All skate.
Sweet. I love those.
Absolutely. Melissa, I'm going to pose this question to you. What is the greatest number of farts you've farted in a row? Like, you know, within an hour.
Well, I'd have to say, since I don't fart, I don't.
No. But... Stop. Stop.
But next time I'm around a friend, I'll count.
You kidding. Fart.
I know, but I don't quantify them.
Is it one, two, three?
In an hour, I think this is tricky. This is like a whole show. So if you have like a large amount of gas, this is sexy. You probably could have like one big fart broken into many.
Okay, so we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Not my friend at the moment.
Why can't we talk about my friend then?
If you had a friend who... Okay, so if you had a friend who farted because you don't fart.
I think that you could have...
No. It's not, I think. What is your friend's greatest number of farts in like an hour's time?
Hard hitting.
Yeah.
I think after snoring, I think it could be 10 or more.
You farted 10 or more. I mean, your friends farted 10 or more times.
Again, I think it's possible. I'm actually thinking of possibilities, not me or my friend or you or your friend. 20. This is funny. They think they got me.
20.
20? Casey, you're 20?
No. Her friend.
Her friend. 20? Wow.
J-Lo agrees.
Wow. Melissa, your friends farted like 20 farts in an hour?
I mean, Casey knows my friends farts better than I do.
I have PTSD.
From the farts?
It's nonstop. I feel like I'm in a constant war zone.
J-Lo loves
this. This is coming from real veteran, folks. This is a veteran. So...
No. Thank you for sticking in with the whatever is going on, but keep the shiny side up,
greasy side down.
Peace.
Go to Strawberry Festival or something. Don't fart.
And get stuck in traffic.